In the Fortune 500 world, spending a couple billion dollars is fairly normal. So when an auto retailer such as Lithia Motors forks over millions of dollars for a couple of auto dealerships, it almost goes unnoticed. Hello, I'm Mail Tribune business reporter Greg Stiles, and you are listening to Rogue Biz, Episode 5. Lithia Motors, whose headquarters are right here in downtown Medford, ranks number 4 on Automotive News' new vehicle sales list. Through September, Lithia sold more than 122,000 new units. But one of the keys to Lithia's financial success is its ability to sell used cars and trucks. Through the first 9 months of 2017, Lithia reported sales of more than 97,000 used vehicles. At last publicly disclosed count, the auto retailer in the little green corner of Southern Oregon accounted for nearly 220,000 car deals. If you don't live in these parts, it may sound a bit far-fetched, but Lithia's final 2017 revenue figure will be around $10 billion. The company, which began as a one-off Dodge dealership in Ashland in the early 1960s, now boasts selling 30 auto brands at 167 stores in 18 states. Lithia's most recent announced acquisition was downtown Los Angeles Auto Group, which included Audi, Porsche, and Mercedes-Benz dealerships, as well as Volkswagen, Nissan, and Toyota shops. All told, Lithia estimated the downtown LA stores will generate $1 billion annually. This week, Buffalo Business First reported Lithia is poised to strike a smaller but substantial deal for a pair of dealerships. Ralax Honda is in Orchard Park, not far from where the NFL's Buffalo Bills play. Ralax Acura is in Buffalo. Now, the story in the business publication didn't mention whether Ralax's used vehicle location in nearby Williamsville is part of the pending deal, but it would certainly fit in with Lithia's business model. Buffalo would also give Lithia an even stronger presence in upstate New York. In September 2016, Lithia bought the Carbone Auto Group, which operates in northeast New York and Vermont. That pairs nicely with Lithia's 2014 acquisition of DCH that gave it dealerships in the New York City area and its more recent pickups near Pittsburgh. In the past, Lithia's CEO, Brian DeBoer, said Lithia would be looking for opportunities in New England, so the reported deal-making in Buffalo may just be the beginning. If you like this podcast, please share it with your friends. Mail Tribune podcasts are now available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and themailtribune.com/podcasts. Until next time, I'm Greg Stiles.